Why now? Blow wind, swell billow, and swim bark. The storm is up and all is on the hazard. Messala!
What says my general?
Messala, this is my birthday, as this very day was Cassius born. Give me thy hand, Messala. Be thou my witness that against my will, as Pompey was, am I compelled to set upon one battle all our liberties. You know that I held Epicurus strong, and his opinion. Now I change my mind, and partly credit things that do presage. Coming from Sardis, on our former ensign, two mighty eagles fell, and there they perched, gorging and feeding from our soldiers' hands. Who to Philippi here consorted us? This morning are they fled away and gone, and in their steads do ravens, crows, and kites fly o'er our heads and downward look on us, as we were sickly prey. Their shadows seem a canopy most fatal under which our army lies, ready to give up the ghost.
Believe not so.
I but believe it partly, for I am fresh of spirit and resolved to meet all perils very constantly. Now, most noble Brutus, the gods today stand friendly that we may, lovers in peace, lead on our days to age. But since the affairs of men rest still uncertain, let's reason with the worst that may befall. If we do lose this battle, then is this the very last time we shall speak together? What are you, then, determined to do?
Even by the rule of that philosophy by which I did blame Cato for the death which he did give himself, I know not how, but I do find it cowardly and vile, for fear of what might fall, so to prevent the time of life, arming myself with patience to stay the providence of some high powers that govern us below.
Then, if we lose this battle, you are contented to be led in triumph through the streets of Rome?
No, Cassius, no. Think not, thou noble Roman, that ever Brutus will go bound to Rome. He bears too great a mind. But this same day must end that work the Ides of March began, and whether we shall meet again I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take, forever and forever. Farewell, Cassius. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then, this parting was well made.
Forever and forever. Farewell, Brutus. If we do meet again, we'll smile indeed. If not, 'tis true this parting was well made.
Why, then, lead on. Oh, that a man might know the end of this day's business ere it come. But it suffices that the day will end, and then the end is known. Come, ho, away! Ride, ride, Messala, ride, and give these bills unto the legions on the other side. Let them set on at once, for I perceive but cold demeanor in Octavius's wing, and sudden push, give them the overflow. Ride, ride, Messala, and let them all come down. Hyah!
Oh, look, Ligarius, look, the villains fly. Myself have to mine own turned enemy. This ensign here of mine is turning back. I slew the coward and did take it from him.
Oh, Cassius, Brutus gave the word too early. And having some advantage on Octavius, took it too eagerly. His soldiers fell to spoil, whilst we by Antony are all enclosed.
Fly further off, my lord. Fly further off. Mark Antony is in your tent, my lord. Fly therefore, noble Cassius. Fly far off.
This hill is far enough. Look, look, Ligarius. Are those my tents where I perceive the fire?
They are, my lord.
Ligarius, if thou lovest me, mount thou my horse and hide thy spurs in him till he have brought thee up to yonder troops. And here again, that I may rest assured whether yon troops are friend or enemy.
I will be here again, even with a thought.
Go, Pindarus, get higher on that hill. My sight was ever thick. Regard Ligarius and tell me what thou noticed about the field.
Aye, my lord.
This day I breathed first. Time has come round, and where I did begin, there shall I end. My life is run, his compass. Sirrah, what news?
Oh, my lord.
What news?
Ligarius is enclosed round about with horsemen that make him on the spur. Yet he spurs on. Now they're almost on him. Now, Ligarius! Now some light. Oh, he lights too. He's ta'en, and hark, they shout for joy.
Come down. Behold no more. Oh, coward that I am to live so long, to see my best friend ta'en before my face. Come hither, Sarah. In Parthia did I take thee prisoner, and then I swore thee, saving of thy life, that whatsoever I did bid thee do, thou shouldst attempt it. Come now. Keep thine oath. Now be a free man, and with this good sword that ran through Caesar's bowels, search this bosom.
What madness is this?
Stand not to answer! Here, take thou the hilt, and when my face is covered as it is now, guide thou the sword. Oh! Caesar, thou art revenged, even with the sword that killed thee.
So I am free. It would not so have been, durst I have done my will. Oh, Cassius, far from this country Pindarus shall run, where never Roman shall take note of him.
It is but changed, Ligarius, for Octavius is overthrown by noble Brutus' power, as Cassius' legions are by Antony.
These tidings will well comfort Cassius.
Where did you leave him?
All disconsolate, with Pindarus, his bondman, on this hill.
Is not he that lies upon the ground?
He lies not like the living. Oh, my heart!
Is not that he?
No, this was he, Messala. But Cassius is no more. Oh, setting sun, as in thy red rays thou dost sink tonight, so in his red blood Cassius' day is set. The sun of Rome is set. Our day is gone. Clouds, dews, and dangers come. Our deeds are done. Mistrust of my success has done this deed.
Mistrust of good success hath done this deed. Oh, hateful error, melancholy's child. Why dost thou show the apt thoughts of men, the things that are not? Oh, error, soon conceived, thou never com'st unto a happy birth, but kill'st the mother that endangered thee.
What, Pindarus? Where art thou, Pindarus?
Seek him, Ligarius, whilst I goes to meet the noble Brutus, thrusting this report into his ears. I may say thrusting it, for piercing steel and darts envenomed shall be as welcome to the ears of Brutus as tidings of this sight.
Aye, Umasala, and I will seek for Pindarus the while. Why didst thou send me forth, brave Cassius? Did I not meet thy friends? And did they not put on my brow this wreath of victory and bid me give it thee? Didst thou not hear their shouts? Alas, thou hast misconstrued everything! But hold. Take this garland on thy brow. Thy Brutus bid me give it thee, and I will do his bidding. Brutus, come apace, and see how I regarded Caius Cassius. By your leave, gods, this is a Roman's part. Come, Cassius' sword, and find Ligarius' hearts.
Where, Messala, doth his body lie?
Lo, yonder, and Ligarius mourning it.
Ligarius' face is upward. He is slain. Oh, Julius Caesar, thou art mighty yet. Thy spirit walks abroad and turns our swords in our own proper entrails.
Brave Ligarius, look whether he hath not crowned dead Cassius.
Are yet two Romans living such as these, the last of all the Romans? Fare thee well. It is impossible that ever Rome should breed thy fellows. Friends, I owe more tears to this dead man than you shall see me pay. I shall find time, Cassius. I shall find time. Come, therefore, and to Theo send his body. His funeral shall not be in our camp, lest it discomfort us. Lucilius, come. And come, young Cato, let us to the field. Labeo and Flavius, set our battles on. 'Tis 3 o'clock! And Romans, yet ere night, we shall try fortune in a second fight! Yet, countrymen, oh, yet, hold up your heads!
What bastard doth not? Who'll go with me? I'll proclaim my name about the field. I am the son of Marcus Cato, ho! A foe to tyrants and my country's friend! I am the son of Marcus Cato, ho!
And I am Brutus! Marcus, Brutus, I! Brutus, my country's friend! Know me for Brutus!
Oh, young and noble Clitus, art thou down? Why, now thou diest as bravely as Ligarius, and mayest be honored, being Cato's son!
Yield, or thou diest.
Only I yield to die! Oh, there is so much coin, thou wilt kill me straight. Kill Brutus, and be honored in his death.
I must not, a noble prisoner. Tell Anthony Brutus is ta'en. Tell the news! Here comes the general. Brutus is ta'en. Brutus is ta'en.
Where is he? Safe, Antony. Brutus is safe enough. I dare assure thee that no enemy shall ever take alive the noble Brutus. The gods defend him from so great a shame. When you do find him, or alive or dead, he will be found like Brutus. Like himself.
This is not Brutus, Lepidus. Oh. but I assure you, a prize, no less in worth. Keep this man safe. Give him all kindness. I'd rather have such men my friends than enemies. Go on. See whether Brutus be alive or dead, and bring us word unto Octavius' tent how every thing is chanced.
So you're not Brutus?
No. Come, poor remains of friends, rest on this rock.
Statilius showed the torchlight, but, my lord, he came not back. He's or ta'en or slain.
Sit thee down, Clytus. Slaying is the word. It is a deed in fashion. Hark thee, Clytus.
What I, my lord? No, not for all the world.
Peace, then. No words.
I'll rather kill myself.
Hark thee, Clytus.
Shall I do such a deed? What ill request does Brutus make to thee?
Kill him, Clytus. Look, he meditates.
Now is that noble vessel full of grief that it runs over even at his eyes.
Come hither, good Clytus Cato. List a word.
What says my lord?
Why this, Clytus. The ghost of Caesar hath appeared to me two several times by night, at Sardis once, and this last night here in Philippi Fields. I know my hour is come.
Not so, my lord.
Nay, I'm sure it is, Clytus. Thou seest the world, Clytus, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. It is more worthy to leap in ourselves than tarry till they push us. Good Clytus, thou knowest that we two went to school together, even for that our love of old. I prithee, hold thou my sword hilts whilst I run on it.
That's not an office for a friend, my lord.
Farewell to you, old friend, Clytus Cato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day more than Octavius and Mark Antony. By this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, for Brutus' tongue hath almost ended his life history. Night hangs upon mine eyes. My bones would rest. That have but labored to attain this hour.
Fly, fly!
I prithee, Clytus, stand thou by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of good respect. Thy life hath had some match of honor in it. Hold then my sword, and turn away thy face, whilst I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Clytus?
Give me your hand first. Fare you well, old friend.
Farewell, good Clytus.
Caesar! Now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
What man's that?
My master's man. Clytus, where is thy master?
Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him. For Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death.
So Brutus should be found. I thank thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Messala's saying true.
And all that served Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me?
Aye. Messala will prefer me to you.
Do so, good Messala.
How died good Brutus, Clytus?
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Octavius, then take him to follow thee, that did the latest service to my master.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only, in a general honest thought, and common good to all, made one of them. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us use him, with all respect and rites of burial. Within my tent, his bones tonight shall lie.
most like a soldier, ordered honorably. So call the field to rest and let's away. Depart the glories of this happy day.
You have been listening to Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare. Featured in the cast were Sean Holowaty as a cobbler, a plebeian, and Messala, Scott C. Bourgeois as Flavius, Metellus Kimber, and Pindarus, Matt Closter as Marullus, the soothsayer, Ligarius, and Clitus Cato, Ron Gleason as Cinna, Casca, and Cinna the poet, Darlene Arsenault as Lucia and an ambassador, Roger C. Jorgensen as Decius, a plebeian, and Lepidus, Jason Smaraca as Octavius, Ron Sanakin as Mark Antony, Ian Horobin as Caius Cassius, Laurie Schwartz as Portia, Curtis Connect as Brutus, Terry Arona Mizera as Calpurnia and a plebeian, and David Faulkner as Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar was directed by Jason Smaraca and is a Sounds of Shakespeare Radio Theater Company production.